This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Here we go. It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation, the second to final hour. We're going till 6 o'clock tonight. Rangers baseball is coming up. They're going to try to whoop the Twins again. Jack Leiter is on the hill. And looking forward to talking with Sands more about this coming up at 4:40 right here on The Fan, home of the Rangers, home of your Dallas Cowboys. Brian was at practice earlier. A lot going on with this team. Micah Parsons was there. And he actually was feeling good and got so excited he wanted to jump in a drill before we heard Brian.
A couple of competitive little reps that he was making sure that Sam Williams was had somebody to work against, and Sam looked good.
How does Araku do in that drill?
I'll tell you what, Araku, it's funny because we were talking about Thomas.
Yes.
Coming off the edge.
Oh, that would not be a good matchup for Nate.
It was tough.
He's slow footed.
Araku is one of these guys that he just knows how to bend, and he knows how to explode. And the first step, I mean, he is getting some ground, and then he is dipping. And he's able to kind of get underneath the blocker because of his first step.
I love it.
This guy, I mean, we've talked about the guys that were in this draft that really could bend. Him,
a top
guy
three
at Marshall.
100%.
You know, yeah, I mean, he was one of the better bending
Pierce.
Guys.
Yeah. David Hellman, NFL on Fox, joins you now here on your home of the Cowboys. And a good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, guys. What's going on?
Well, we got Micah. You know, I guess it's so much fun. He wanted to jump in there. Who do you blame more for this hold in that we're looking at in this Micah deal still unresolved?
I mean, every time we do this, I think that, you know, there's going to be people that are going to take both sides of the argument, and I know the old cliche that it takes two to make a deal, but we do this every other summer. I mean, this will be the third major player we've done this with in the last year, I think. And there's one common denominator, you know, it seems like, I mean, there's going to be contract disputes every single year. I know Trey Hendrickson and TJ Watt are going through them right now. It's not unique to the Cowboys, but it is unique to the Cowboys that they're one of the only franchises that doesn't manage to make it happen with a top of the market star in a timely fashion. They do deals one of two ways. It's either the player agrees to a discount and it gets done in a timely fashion, or the player wants top of the market and it plays out until the 11th hour. So I'm always going to lay the blame with the Cowboys until they buck that trend. Cause like I said, I mean, if it's a one-off, or if it's something that doesn't happen very often, we can talk about the player's approach and whether he's doing things above board. But when you have this consistent history going back over the last 10 or 15, maybe even longer than that, where else am I supposed to go but with the thing that stays the same, and that's the front office.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. And I guess the next question is like, how damaging is it to miss time or to force your players to miss time so they can get your value while you're on your third defensive coordinator over the last 19 months?
I mean, it's never good to have guys not practicing and not, you know, getting reps. And I worry that the longer you sit out, the more durability is a concern. Like, how good is your conditioning going to be? How ready are you going to be? But, I mean, we just saw CD miss most of the offseason, basically all of it, really, and come out and have an all-pro season last year. You know, he had 1,200 yards and didn't even get to play with Dak Prescott for most of his season. So it's definitely not ideal. But if they're – I mean, when you're talking about first-team all-pros, guys like Micah Parsons, I'm a little less worried than I would be otherwise. Now – is that an excuse to leave it until late August? Absolutely not. But I'm not as worried as I would be if it was somebody else.
David, why would there be any, and circle back on Micah, why would there be any reason for David Mulugeta to talk to the Joneses?
I mean, well, because if the Joneses are ready to do business, which it doesn't seem like they are. I mean, I've been following the whole storyline with Micah and Jerry supposedly having a framework in mind, and all that's left to do is call David Mulugeta. The reason why he would want to talk to him is if they're ready to play ball with a deal that would make Micah the highest paid edge rusher.
Yeah,
I don't get the impression that they're going to do that right now.
They had the early conversations with Mulugeta, and Mulugeta will not call him back. What if I told you that?
I would say I'm completely unsurprised, because Mulugeta is...
He's ruthless. Well, I mean, he's ruthless in a good way.
He's well known for getting the deal that his guy wants.
Absolutely.
And the Joneses are well known for hemming and hawing and only being willing to get something done in a timely fashion when it favors them. And that's certainly not the case with Micah Parsons when you look at what he's done over the first 4 years of his career.
How do they change this path then, David? Do they play hardball with Micah Parsons? How do they change the direction of this?
They'll probably do what they always do, Brian. They'll wait until we're a few weeks into training camp, and Michael will wind up getting the deal that he wants, and we'll just get ready to do this all over again. Like, I don't have a good answer for you other than...
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Like I said, we got a pretty long history going back here, and the only time this stuff gets done in non-frustrating fashion is when the player in question is willing to take either a lot less than market value or a little bit less. I mean, we saw Trayvon Diggs slotted in. I think when he signed his deal,
he was
like fourth best. You know, obviously the famous one is Tyron Smith. I mean, he locked himself down for a decade, which you could easily argue that. You know, from a business perspective, was not the best move he could have made. So, this stuff gets done in non-frustrating fashion when guys are willing to do that. And if they're not, then it plays out to its frustrating conclusion with the Cowboys ultimately giving the guy the deal that he wants. Now, why does it need to go until August or maybe even September? I couldn't tell you. I mean, there's two guys that can answer that question.
What are your thoughts about the Brian Schottenheimer, the energy, the culture change, all the players are talking about? It's fun to play football again. I was pessimistic, Dave, but I'm starting to kind of buy into what Shotty's building here a little bit.
I mean, it's fun. I said this on Twitter last week. I mean, it is fun. And you know, I don't know Brian Schottenheimer personally. I left Dallas before he got hired. But he seems like a really fun guy. I've enjoyed his press conferences. His approach is refreshing. You know, I do think it's interesting that, again, Micah Parsons is in a contract dispute, and he still showed up to minicamp, and he also went on the record and said he plans to be an Oxnard. I don't know if you can give all of the credit to that to Brian Schottenheimer, but it's a departure from what we've been used to. It's different than what things were like with Mike McCarthy. Now, having said that, I roll my eyes a little bit because I roll my eyes at the idea of a complete culture change, because culture comes from the top, and the top of the Cowboys organization is never going to completely change. I mean, Jason Garrett, for all of his faults, had a strong, persistent message in his football culture. And in a lot of ways, it worked. Like, building the team that he wanted, he had a lot of success doing that. And he was consistently undermined by Jerry and Stephen Jones. And you could say the same thing about Mike McCarthy. You know, Mike McCarthy came in and very quickly had to adapt to working for a front office that was a lot more involved than what he was used to in Green Bay. So I like Shotty. It definitely feels like the vibes are high around the team right now. And I definitely think that that can pay dividends. But I think we gotta pump the brakes a little bit when we're talking about a culture change. I think that's or at least a complete culture change. I think that's a step or two too far.
Dave Hellman, NFL on Fox, with us here in the Nation. Would a Von Miller or Jair Alexander addition warm up your football heart?
I mean, Von Miller, not really. Like at his age, with his injury history, not really. And honestly, between, you know, people think I'm so negative, like between what they did with Dante Fowler and then drafting Donovan Ejiraku, like I feel pretty good about the edge rushers on the Cowboys roster. So that doesn't do a whole lot for me. Jair Alexander, I think it's at least worth kicking the tires. I mean, obviously people are going to say he hasn't played more than 7 or 8 games most of the last 4 years. And that's what's going to make his contract interesting, right? Like I'm guessing this guy is going to get an incentive heavy deal, like, you know, a 1 year deal that's probably worth like 10 or 12 million. And then incentives on top of that can make him much more higher paid if he's available. I think that's worth it if you're the Cowboys. I mean, we don't know what to expect from Trayvon Diggs. Obviously the rookie Revell, not sure what to expect from a timeline perspective there. So I think cornerback is a huge, huge issue, at least for the first 5-6 weeks of the season, if not the entire year. So if you could get something like that done, like some sort of very incentive-based deal for Jair Alexander, I think it would be a great idea.
David Hellman with us here in the G-Bag Nation. I hope everyone's okay if I segue away from the Cowboys for a second. I want to ask you about the state of college football right now. Big-time LSU fan. We had a lot of changes across the board with the NIL deals and the new laws that have been passed. What do you think about college football here entering 2025?
I'm guessing that in less than a decade, it's going to be a completely unrecognizable sport and totally contrary to what I loved about it. I mean, the things I still love about college football, it's a very regional sport. So like the thing that made it fun was that the Southeast did it a little bit differently than Texas, and they both did it differently than the West Coast, and the Midwest was its own thing. And you had this regional aspect to it. And on top of that, the season meant so much because one loss could completely derail your hopes. So we've already gotten rid of the regionality. Like we're hurtling toward super leagues. We're going to have like 2 18 team conferences soon. I would be willing to bet that. And obviously the season already means less than it did, and it'll soon mean even less because they're going to expand to like 16, however many teams they settle on. I'm always going to watch college football if LSU is fielding a team. I'm just that, and Brian's with me on this. Like, I'm just that type of sicko where if LSU's playing, I'm going to watch. But everything I really loved about the sport is slowly going away. And I don't care. I want players to get paid. I'm all in favor of NIL. I don't mind the transfer portal. If you really love your team that much, you can spend an hour one day in the off season learning who you added and who you lost. Like, it's not that hard to keep up with the transfer portal. My thing is, like I said, it's going to be NFL junior here in about 5 years. And that's not super appealing to me. We already have the NFL. So it's a little bit of a bummer. LSU's got a playoff shot this year, so that's exciting.
David Hellman, NFL on Fox, thank you so much for your time, dude. Enjoy your summer, and we hope to see you in Oxnard, sir.
Absolutely, guys. I appreciate it.
Salute. There he goes. Must follow on Twitter, listen to his podcast, and you'll be smarter and more entertained about football. Okay, coming up next here in the G-Bag Nation, Wolchuk, what do you got for us?
Yeah, man, let's get into a mixed bag. We got the anonymous Major League Baseball player poll, latest NFL signings, and are you pumped for this fight?
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.